I'm from Canada. Woo! My dad is a pastor in Western Canada. My mom leads the worship in the church that we go to. And my brother is 20, and he is in Bible college in the same degree that I am. I'm very proud of him. And tonight, I'm just going to tell you a story that God has worked in my life and really shaped who I am. So when I was around 4 years old, I actually started suffering from chronic bladder infections. Now I didn't really feel it, but I was often very sick. I was in constant infection. And because of that, I had to go on a lot of antibiotics, a lot of drugs to just to keep me stable. They didn't really do anything to help the problem. They just kept me the same. And because of those antibiotics, it actually ended up negatively affecting other parts of my body. I had extreme problems with my digestive system. I had insomnia a lot of the time. I had migraines at least once a week. I had a plethora of things, and that went on for a very long time. So about 8 years later, at this point I'm still on drugs, about the same. They did an operation to try to find out what the problem was, and normally when someone has bladder infections, they have one or two infections on the inside. My whole bladder was covered. The whole thing. So I had to stay on drugs to make sure that it didn't spread to other organs, to other parts of my body. I went for a prayer for healing many times with people from my church, with my family, very godly people, but I was never healed. and yeah. So when I was 12, it's been about 8 years, my parents dropped me off with my grandparents. And they took off to this thing called Prayer Retreat that they do in Canada with our denomination. And all the pastors in our region get together once a year and they pray together and they grow together. And it's just a time of communion and really awesome building into each other. And that year, at the very end, they had a healing service. And they invited out of the hundreds of people there to stand if they needed healing. And then they also said, if you know someone who needs healing who couldn't be here tonight, stand for them. And my parents stood for me. And praise God, I was healed. I was in a completely different city. Didn't even know what was going on, and God healed me instantly. I didn't feel it, but a couple days, I assume it was instantly. A couple days later, I had a doctor's appointment, and they were able to take me off every medication I was on. There was no trace that I'd had that health problem, and God had completely erased it. So praise God. He is awesome. Yeah. That being said, He healed me from the bladder infections, but every other symptom I had because of the drugs was still there. So I still had major digestive problems, headaches, insomnia, still had it, which is unfortunate. And it continued to get worse. Even though I wasn't on the drugs, it had just kind of kick-started it. And I lived every day in pain, varying degrees depending on the day and just how bad it was, but I was in pain every single day. And one night when I was 17, so it's been 5 years now, it was really bad. I won't go into the details because that's gross, but it was really bad. And my parents were trying to decide if they should take me to the emergency room or not. And my mom had a random thought to take me to a health food store that is in our downtown of our city. And she just, you know, she said to my dad, I think I need to try one more thing. And she went there and she walked into the store. She walked up to the first clerk that she saw and she said, I need help. And she explained my problem. And the clerk just turned to her and said, my daughter had the same thing 6 years ago. You take these, she'll be okay. And it wasn't a drug, it was a special herb mix. And it completely healed me over the course of a year. So God has healed me twice, physically, and I praise God today that I am perfectly healthy. Yeah. Okay, so keep that in mind, and we're actually going to switch stories right now. So if I could ask you to turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 to 9. That's 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 to 9. Verse 7. This is Paul when he's writing to churches and talking about his own personal experience. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Many people have speculated as to what Paul's sickness was. Some people say it was a physical ailment. It was something very obvious to keep humility in his life. So like an extreme limp or cataracts or even slurred speech, they've expected. A lot of people have also thought it was a literal demon sent from Satan to torment him and make his ministry more difficult. My personal take on it is either way, Paul wanted deliverance. He wanted healing. Despite whatever it was a thorn in his life and it was painful and he suffered with it. And one thing I want to make clear, when it says Paul pleaded 3 times, he didn't just go, you know, God, I got this problem, and it's kind of annoying. If you could take it away, that'd be really great, or whatever, if you've got time. You know, Paul pleaded. And whenever I think about Paul, I think of him on his hands and his knees, and he's sobbing, and he's begging, and he's saying, Lord, heal me. I know you are capable, you are almighty, and you can do this. I beg you, take it away. And God said no. A lot of people think, they often speculate, why didn't God heal Paul? He was a true Christian. He ministered to thousands. He gave up his life for God. He truly loved God, and yet God said no. So, to see why, we're going to read verses 9 to 10. God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul delighted in his weakness. So just hang on to that thought. We're going to switch stories one more time. And this goes to 3 years after I've been healed the second time. So at this point, I was 20 years old. And don't get me wrong, I thank God every day that he healed me. I was so thankful. I'm so thankful. But I always asked why it took so long. I was sick the majority of my life. And I didn't just suffer. I know my parents suffered. I'm not a parent. I don't have kids. But to those of you who have kids, I can't imagine how hard that would be to watch your child suffer. It was hard on my brother. It was hard on my extended family. It was hard on friends. Just why? And I started asking this, and I couldn't figure it out in my head. And so I was just asking that, and I was in my second year of Bible college, and I was leading a women's ministry event. So once a month, get all the girls together, we'd eat a lot of chocolate. And I'd bring in a guest speaker and get them to bless women and what God has for women. And it was just, I loved that. It was one of my favorite things to do. And so we had one of these events. I don't remember exactly. Oh, it was October. It was right near Thanksgiving. And it was the end of the night. Everyone had gone home except my one friend. She offered to stay and help me clean, which was nice. And I said, sure. We weren't really that close, but everyone kind of knows everybody when you're in Bible college, so it was nice to have her there. And we were washing dishes, and I just felt so compelled by God to tell her my story. I can't explain why. I just felt it. And so I just turned to her, and I said, you know, I'm going to tell you my story, and I feel like you need to hear it. And she was like, all right, cool. And so I dove right in, telling her all about my sickness, how it affected me, my family, my friends, and how God healed me twice, once when I was 12 and when I was 17, two very different ways. And I got very lost in my story. I was just washing dishes, telling her the story. And right near the end, I said something like, and I guess that's about it. And I turned around to look at her. And she had tears just streaming down her face. She hadn't said anything the whole time. And there was a really long pause. And then she whispered to me, she said, Aaron, I'm sick. In that moment, God said to me, this is why. This is why you were sick for so long. Because now I can speak through you to this girl. Because she needs to hear from her God. So we sat there for a very long time, crying together. She told me it was actually very, very serious. They were going to have to do brain stem surgery, which meant they were going to have to shave her head. And there wasn't any guarantee that she was even going to survive the surgery, never mind the disease. And she had till, they were going to decide at Christmas, so 2 months, whether they were going to do the surgery or whether it had gotten better so they wouldn't have to. That evening ended with a very close, godly friendship, and I prayed with her. She hadn't told anybody. Her parents knew, and I think her sister, and that was it. She was very scared. She was embarrassed, and God used me. I can't even remember what I said, but God spoke through me to that girl. Right around that time, I don't remember exactly when, but I was in Romans, reading Romans. reading Romans. And God gave me a verse and or a section of scripture, and it has become my life verse. And I'm just going to read it for you guys. You can turn to it if you want. It's Romans 5, 1 to 5. Romans 5, 1 to 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, with whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And that hope will not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. God had divine timing in when and how and where he healed me. What do I mean by divine timing? I know that without God's divine timing in my healing, I would not be the same person that I am today. I can now rejoice in my suffering because that suffering has produced in me a perseverance in Christ. And with that perseverance comes my character. And with that character, I am the way that I am. I have a divine hope, a guaranteed hope in Christ that he not only lives in me, but shines through me to other people. Through my suffering, he has started to make me into who he wants me to be so I can do good works for him. And I rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We're going to skip back to Paul. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in my weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Delight in my weaknesses, rejoice in my sufferings. If I could get you guys to take two things from what I've said, it would be God's divine hope, God's divine timing. We have divine hope in Christ that God wants to heal. We don't know where or when or how. It could be now. It could be tonight. It could be tomorrow. It could be the day that Christ comes back, or it could be when we see him in heaven. And that's God's divine timing. He has a purpose behind when he heals us, but he wants to heal. This topic always reminds me of one of my absolute favorite worship songs. I don't think you guys know it. It's by John Buller. It's called Sing His Song. I just want to recite the chorus for you. I worship Christ, the coming King. My life is his alone. Holy, set apart, I sing his song. By the power of Jesus, I am healed. He is my only hope. Saved and sanctified, I sing his song. Divine hope, divine timing. We're going to end things a little bit differently tonight. In a moment, I'm going to ask anybody who needs healing. Now, I talked a lot about physical healing tonight because that's my story. But if you need physical healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing, this applies to you. In a moment, I'm going to ask you, if you need any kind of healing, to raise your hand. And we're going to pray for you. Okay? Now, if you're feeling shy, embarrassed, scared, whatever you're feeling, it's not worth it not to raise your hand. God wants to heal you. Now is the time to raise your hand if you need that kind of healing, to ask him for healing. I can't promise you he'll heal you tonight. It's his choice when and where. But I can promise you he wants to heal, and we're going to pray for you tonight. My friend that I spoke of, took her a very long time to come forward. And she did end up talking to me, and after she talked to me, she ended up talking to some others, and a lot of people prayed for her. And she was healed 2 months later. If you're scared or embarrassed, it's not worth it. Raise your hand if you need healing. Now is the time. And when I ask people to raise their hands, anybody else, I want you to look around and make sure you know of everyone who needs to be healed. And I'm going to ask you to lay your hand on them or stretch your hand out towards them. And as a corporate body, we're all going to pray for them. So if those who would like prayer, can you please raise your hand? Raise it really high so we can see you. Everyone else, make sure you look around and you can see everyone with hands raised. I believe God's going to heal tonight. Let's all stand together. Let's lay hands on the people that asked for prayer, or stretch your hand out towards someone who asked for prayer. We're going to pray for a while, and then I'm just going to come up and close in prayer and believe with expectant hearts that God wants to heal.